AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, will address a joint meeting of Congress after meeting at the White House with President Biden. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
This will be a day to remember in the history of the United States Congress.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's nearly unheard of to have a foreign leader address Congress while at war.
Where Winston Churchill stood generations ago, so too will President Zelensky stand here today, not just as a president, but as an ambassador of freedom itself.
Zelensky's visit comes as lawmakers consider a spending bill with some $45 billion in aid for Ukraine, the biggest U.S. infusion yet. Republicans have signaled they will be more frugal with money for Kyiv upon taking House control next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's going to start looking a lot like Christmas in many parts of the country. All the elements are in the mix. Bob Orevec at the National Weather Service says that includes snow.
We do anticipate the potential for a foot to 2 feet of snow across a good part of Michigan, the western portions of New York State, northern portions of New York State, any areas that are downwind of the Great Lakes.
The winter weather will likely result in flight delays. Franco Harris has died. The Football Hall of Famer made an unlikely catch in a playoff game in 1972 that led to a Pittsburgh Steelers victory and an eventual Super Bowl victory. In a 1973 AP interview, Franco Harris talked about the immaculate reception.
After all the excitement died down and the officials were checking on things, you know, and then I started to think, wow, maybe this could turn the other way now.
Harris won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers. No cause of death was given. Franco Harris was 72. Sam Bankman-Fried is back in court in the Bahamas for an extradition hearing. He faces charges in the U.S. related to the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. This is AP News. Home sales are down again.
There aren't as many properties on the market, and mortgage rates are more than double what they were a year ago on average. Sales of existing homes fell in November, 7.7% from the month before. Sales have now plunged more than 35% from a year ago. If you don't count the pandemic slowdown in May of 2020, sales are now at the slowest yearly pace since 2010, following the foreclosure crisis. Despite the slowdown, home prices are still increasing. The typical sales price rose 3.5% in November from a year earlier to more than $370,000. I'm Rita Foley.
The launch of a European Vega C rocket carrying 2 Airbus satellites failed less than 3 minutes after liftoff from the European base in French Guiana. No reason was given for today's launch failure. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.